I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, beautiful people. Welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control, your daily dose of reality with a side of hope and a whole lot of motivation. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and today we're diving into something super important. How to develop a healthy relationship with food and your body. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, here comes another preaky podcast about kale smoothies and self-love, hear me out. This isn't about restrictive diets or unrealistic expectations. It's about understanding the complex dance between our bodies, our minds, and the way we perceive food. It's about finding that sweet spot where you nourish yourself, respect your body's needs, and ditch those toxic thoughts that hold us back. Ever feel like your relationship with food is more complicated than a Netflix thriller? You know that feeling when you crave a giant pizza even though you just ate a perfectly good salad? Or when you beat yourself up for indulging in a treat? Well, it's time to break free from those patterns and build a healthier, happier connection with what fuels us. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep your head spinning in the right direction. First, let's talk about mindful eating. It's not just about chewing slowly, though that's helpful. It's about truly savoring each bite. Engage all your senses. Notice the colors, textures, aromas, and flavors. Pay attention to how your body feels as you eat. Are you hungry? Satisfied? Full? This awareness helps you break free from mindless munching and tune into your body's natural cues. Second, ditch the diet mentality. Those restrictive fads are a recipe for disaster, both physically and mentally. Instead, focus on building sustainable habits that nourish your body and make you feel good. Think of it like curating a playlist. Choose foods that energize, satisfy, and make you feel vibrant. Remember, food is fuel, not the enemy. Third, challenge those negative self-talk spirals. You wouldn't call yourself stupid after tripping over your own feet, right? So why beat yourself up for a slip-up with food? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend. Replace those harsh inner voices with positive affirmations like, I am strong, I am capable, and I deserve to feel good. Next up, embrace diversity in your diet. Don't get stuck in a rut eating the same old things. Explore new flavors, textures, and cuisines. Try that exotic fruit you saw at the market or that veggie dish that caught your eye on Instagram. Experimenting with different foods keeps things exciting and helps you discover new nutritional powerhouses. Finally, move your body in ways that feel joyful, not like a chore. Whether it's dancing, hiking, swimming, or simply taking a brisk walk, find activities that make you happy and energize your soul. Remember, movement is about feeling good, not just burning calories. Now, let me paint you a picture of something relatable. Imagine this. You're at a friend's birthday party, surrounded by delicious food. There's pizza, cake, chips, the whole shebang. You catch yourself eyeing those tempting treats with that familiar pang of guilt. But instead of diving headfirst into the cheesy goodness and feeling miserable later, you take a moment to breathe. You choose one small piece of cake, savor each bite, and enjoy the company. You realize it's not about deprivation, it's about mindful enjoyment and balance. This, my friends, is the power shift we're talking about. By focusing on these 5 key takeaways, mindful eating, ditching diets, challenging negative self-talk, embracing diversity in food, and moving your body with joy, you can transform your relationship with food and your body from one of restriction and guilt to one of nourishment, acceptance, and genuine well-being. Remember, this is a journey, not a race. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small wins, and don't be afraid to ask for support when you need it. You got this. Ready to take action? First things first, share this episode with a friend who could benefit from this message. Next, head over to our Instagram page and tell us your biggest takeaway. I can't wait to hear your insights. Keep shining bright, beautiful people. We'll catch you in the next episode with more dopamine damage control and life-changing wisdom. Bye for now.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.